Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kelly Crew. 641 on this Thursday. Weather for today, cloudy, scattered showers up to 60 as we turn to Dina and her Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Buy a home or fix the one you already own with a mortgage or home equity loan starting as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right, the 2019 Billboard Music Awards hit Las Vegas last night, and here's kind of a quick recap of how the night played out. Drake, the big winner, taking home 12 awards.
Nice.
That makes him now the artist with the most Billboard awards ever, with 27, surpassing Taylor Swift.
Did they develop his own category? I mean, that's a lot of awards.
I know.
Good for him.
I know. And you know what? You know what was even better is he gave a shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week, he said.
Yeah.
So I love him even more now.
She burned some calories, didn't she?
Cardi B, she was nominated for 21 awards, and she took home several trophies, including four for her Maroon 5 collaboration, Girls Like You.
Nice.
A couple more on top of that. And other big winners included Ariana Grande and also BTS. But so you want to turn over to the gossip side of things. Taylor Swift performing her new single, Me, and some people saying to her, hey, you ripped off the opening of Beyonce's epic Coachella set. Please stop. It's embarrassing. So they're accusing her of trying to be Beyonce.
You know, at least if you're going to steal something like beforehand.
Wait.
Just say, hey, by the way, I'm stealing this. It's not really mine, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Was it her performance?
It was the use of a drum line, they said. Specifically the use of a drum line.
Wow. So, okay. And people get upset because she used drums too, like in other songs.
And a shout out to Paula Abdul, who closed out the night with an epic performance, a medley of her songs. And yeah, even though she was lip syncing, she's got moves at 56 that would put younger artists to shame.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
DinaStirt.com.
So when's the baby coming? When's the baby coming? When's the baby coming? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry were expecting their little royal baby, which we thought was going to happen in April, but apparently it's now going to be May. And
why are they putting it off?
I don't know. Maybe they're busy.
Like scheduling
royal duties.
We don't think it's going to be anytime soon because Harry won't be around next week. He's got a trip to the Netherlands planned.
Won't be anytime soon. Okay.
Yeah, so we think it's going to be even later in May.
Told you they had it planned.
Trips
to take care of first. Can you hold it?
So again, we're just on the Royal Baby Watch, tapping our toes over here.
DinaStirt.com.
But here's someone who's willing to share a lot of information with us. Eva Marcil from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She and her husband are expecting their second child, which was a little surprising only because they just welcomed Michael Jr. last April. So quick to get going in the baby-making department, apparently.
Mm. It's been 12 months. Good.
Barely, yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kylie Jenner made sure that Travis Scott had an epic 28th birthday party. Celebration started last week with Avengers Endgame themed party and ended with a big bash in West Hollywood where, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Kylie got him not only like this huge Cactus Jack themed party, but she got a tattoo station set up where they actually got tattoos.
Wow.
And
I'm not sure if that's a great idea.
I guess after making that commitment, she realized it was worth it to give him a sneaker-shaped floral arrangement and, oh, yeah, a Lamborghini.
Oh,
a Lamborghini your boyfriend's birthday?
I'm just shocked that they make sneaker bouquets.
Oh, they do.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, I'll pass on the sneaker bouquet, but she is definitely invited to my next birthday party. Hopes of getting a Lambo.
And she'll be there, 10 minutes from
Hollywood. Well,
next Lamborghini.
I don't think so. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
94.7 WMAS. It's the Kellogg Crew. Let's get to the dirt, shall we? It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Buy a new home or fix the one you own with a mortgage or home equity loan starting as low as 3.4% APR. For all the details, call 733-2800. So what's going on?
Why is there always so much drama with social media? People are noticing that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, their royal Instagram account, unfollowed Kate and Prince William's Kensington Royal account.
Wow, that's rude.
Yeah, so
was it the real account?
Saying,
there's a lot of fake accounts out there,
too,
posers.
Account. It's the real account, so this is just like adding to the rumors that there is a feud between them.
But yeah, that's weird.
Apparently, there's a good reason. The Sussex Royals explain that each month they'll be following select accounts related to different causes so that it's easy for fans to check them out and learn more, that there's no drama there. It's just trying to keep it simple.
No confusion?
You can't.
It's ridiculous.
You can't follow more than one at a time?
Well, it sounds like they just want to select a few at a time.
That's like unfollowing you, Dina. Just because I don't want there to be confusion that you're on the show. It doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense. That is the dumbest excuse
Social
I've ever
media
heard.
Drama.
Wow.
Jude Law off the market. He tied the knot with Philippa Cohen. The two have been dating for about 3 years. And they kept it pretty low-key, only close family and friends at London's Town Hall. And this is his second marriage anyway, so he wasn't looking for anything big. He and Sadie Frost got divorced in 2003. So it was about time for him to tie the knot again, settle down once again, not be the Hollywood bachelor.
Yeah, something tells me the London Town Hall, though, is probably pretty nice. I'm guessing, you know, compared to ours locally.
That's true.
They
probably got
hall.
some character, let's
yes.
say. Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Ricky Schroeder, according to reports, he's been arrested following an allegation of domestic violence. They got a call yesterday hour in the early morning saying that he made contact with the suspect and a victim. So there was a physical altercation and the female adult victim declined medical treatment. Now, we don't know who the female victim is, but we are wondering, is it his ex-wife? They split just a couple years ago after 24 years of marriage. So we'll give you more details on the story as we hear that come out. But hate to hear that about him. He seemed like a good guy.
Well, you don't know yet. There's two sides to every
story.
That's
true. Well, you know, we'll have to hear. He was arrested, so there was at least some belief to one side of the story.
Probable cause. Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to get more details on that for you.
DinaStirt.com.
And, Lopez, I might need your help with this. I've got to change my wallpaper here on my computer, but I want you to apply it to also screensaver, background, watermark. I want it for everything. Jessie J.
Watermark, I'm not sure I can do.
Jessie J. helped make this happen. She played a game of Jenga with Channing Tatum, her new boyfriend, and she made a bet with him that, you know, if he lost, she got to make him post a photo of her choosing on Instagram. So she picked one.
Was this the shower one?
It's the shower
one. Oh, I saw that yesterday. I can't unsee it.
Oh,
wait, is it him in the shower?
Yeah, basically it is.
Him in the shower?
It's him in the shower, and all he's using to cover his modesty is his two hands.
His hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Why haven't I seen this yet?
You don't want to see it.
How do you know what I want to see?
But of course he says, I'm never playing Jenga with her ever again, but he is welcome to my house to come play Jenga because I would make that same bet.
Because Dina knows when you play Jenga, you need to use your hands.
That is true.
You're going to have to make a move sometime, Channing.
That's your dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Dirt brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Buy a new home or fix the one you already own with a mortgage or home equity loan. Starting as low as 3.4% APR. For details, visit pvcu.org. Okay.
Ready?
Big headline.
Huge. Okay. You know a lot of celebrities, they go out for burgers after the major award shows. Not Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. They decided to go out and, you know, get married.
Sure.
Just after the awards.
This is cheesy. I'm sorry. I expected more from the two of them.
Well, remember, the awards were held in Vegas.
Yep.
So it was at one of those little chapels. Elvis impersonator married them. They exchanged ring pops. And this is how we found out about it. Diplo, he was the one who tweeted out about it, and he shared an Instagram video to show that he was going to hit this wedding real quick. And there he is, Sophie Turner. And I think this was planned on their part a little bit. It may have been impromptu to an extent, but she was wearing all white. She's in a really pretty white pantsuit.
So it wasn't a red wedding.
Not a red wedding, thank goodness.
Oh my gosh.
And she had on the veil. But it was definitely a very exciting night. Khalid was there. Dan and Shay performed. So it was almost like Billboard Music Awards Part 2.
But were their parents there, though? Because if I was one of their parents, I'd be a little upset if I weren't involved. fine. I'd be really upset if my daughter got married without me being there.
I don't know. They were teasing a summer wedding in France, and this is what happens.
That's
maybe,
close.
Maybe they'll have another one.
Maybe.
It's close,
right? Did his brother do a bunch of them?
How close? How is that close?
Yeah. Is Elvis really legal to marry people? That's the question.
That's true.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, if you needed any more reason to love the show, like you would, but this is it. An elderly hospice patient in Providence, Rhode Island, mm-hmm. had one final request before she passed away. She had wanted to meet the cast of her favorite show, Game of Thrones.
Right.
But, you know, at 88 in a nursing home, she knew that this wasn't going to happen. So her only wish was she hoped to make it to the third episode, The Battle of Winterfell, which aired Sunday night.
Yeah.
And she did. But what was really awesome is 10 cast members came together to help grant her wish as she watched that third episode. They all sent her video messages.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
The characters of Sir Davos Seaworth, Pip from the Night's Watch, Sir Meryn Trant, a White Walker, one of the Dothraki, Cereal Pharrell. All these characters got together to personalize a message for her.
Aww.
That she got to see before she watched Battle of Winterfell.
I'd skip over the White Walker.
Yeah, I know.
They're not nice.
They don't say much.
No.
But, you know, sadly she passed away the next afternoon.
Oh,
but
God.
She did make it to see the episode
wow.
she wanted to see.
And that
see.
Was a great episode.
It was. And so for them
wow.
to give her that personal message before her
That's
passing
touches
me. It really does.
DinaStirt.com.
So we told you Sarah Gilbert, you know, saying goodbye to The Talk. Julie Chen, all like, I kind of want that job.
Yeah.
Will you think about me? She probably should have thrown her hat into the ring a little sooner because we're now hearing that Marie Osmond is going to be stepping in
oh.
for Sarah Gilbert. She's guest hosted before. Apparently drew some big ratings when she was on. So now it seems like they're going to put her in there permanently, like a good fit. She signed and everything. The news will be announced next week.
And Marie looks so good, too. She looks like she's 30 years
mm-hmm.
old. Like
really?
Forever.
Well, maybe she
she's
is.
Amazing.
Having a Hollywood budget will do that for you.
DinaStirt.com.
And Paula Abdul, the latest artist to land her own Las Vegas residency. She's going to launch the Paula Abdul Forever Your Girl at the Flamingo Las Vegas August 13th. And after watching her performance at the Billboard Music Awards last night, we're thinking it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah. Sell out now.
Did you see what she did? She dove off a platform into a trust fall of dancers, okay? And then they flipped her back and forth in the air like a metronome. It was insane. It was like World of
Dance
impressive. Quality. Yeah.
And they didn't have time for the high wire, which was unfortunate. Because the show had to end, right?
True.
That's
She's
right.
amazing.
Best part, though, when
yeah.
she flung her hat as she was dancing up the aisle and it smacked Julianne Hough in the
yeah,
throat.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, people were like, whoa, she tried to decapitate that girl. And
huh.
check out Julianne Hough's reaction. Julianne seemed all right with
She's
it.
She's okay, I hope.
Because honestly, like, I'd be honored to be in her line of fire.
Can you autograph this star for me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, right?
Yeah, we're
gonna be
that
careful.
Star. Cool story, bro.
It is.
Good thing a heel didn't fly off.
That's true. That could have been deadly. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.